Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about property data quality then and now.
Oh.
It's data week this week. In case you haven't noticed yet.
Do you know what's funny? Is it just me or we have 6 data weeks a year? Maybe it's 10. I can't remember, but it's a pretty high number.
I wonder, I haven't checked our...
It's
I used
data
to obsess.
Week again.
we get feedback on how many people listen to the show daily and like a number. And I haven't checked because it keeps going up really well.
Yeah.
And I stopped checking and I wonder if it just dramatically drops during data weeks.
We shouldn't advertise that. Just slide it in there.
Here's the truth. Jill and I constantly go back and forth. It's like, should we be a teacher or should we be an entertainer? And you decide.
Yeah. Because we're probably good at one and we probably stink at the other one. And you know, and we'd love to know. You should,
in fact,
you should tell us.
We're probably
Please
saying,
tell us.
We're saying this to people who don't listen to the show any longer.
No.
They're not. They don't even
They're not
that.
Here.
They're not here. That sentence.
There
they're,
we go.
Can you guys figure it out? Let me know.
Yeah.
Today's topic, well, no, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steven asks, for those of you regularly using Zillow, do you put all of the normal listing information like you would on your website, or is it beneficial to leave some information off like the cash purchase price, if you can post a low per month terms payment instead? I know some like to put minimal information in a Craigslist post, so wondering if any benefit when doing Zillow ads. Well, this is clearly part, I'm about to.
Oh, an online sneeze. How's that for reality, telling the truth? I will not edit that out.
Sorry about that.
By the way, is it healthy to just not let that
out? Here we go. I'm not.
Since the day I met Jill.
We don't agree on sneezes.
This little internal sneeze really concerns me. I say, let it out of there.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I walk around with wipes. And I wipe things down where you've been.
I'm not criticizing
you.
I just don't want you to hurt yourself.
It's not going to do any damage.
Okay.
I'm positive.
I bet it is.
No. I think it's better than spraying your
I'm not
sneeze.
Saying
it's,
okay.
You're supposed to.
I'm not
but
saying
anyway,
spray.
You're supposed to put it in your arm, but I wasn't going to do that like on this show. So,
all right.
There we go. I could have gone like this. It would have been funny.
Like, you know what you could do next time is just.
I could have done.
I'm your man for a reason.
You know what?
Sneeze right
That's
in
what I should have done.
Right
I should
here.
Have. People who are not who are listening and not watching, I should have turned to my right, buried my head in your neck and on
and
your
sneezed.
Shirt and sneezed.
And I would be happy and make fun of, and then we'd have a viral show probably.
Thank you. That was good. I already forgot the question. Oh, Zillow ads. So there's clearly. A long discussion in one or several forums, which is exactly why we have this online community, by the way, is to discuss this stuff and learn from each other. And I truly don't see the value of providing less information / however.
I agree.
If you read these forums and follow these topics, I am sure you'll have people weighing in with pros and cons of both. That's the whole point. Our goal is to minimize the conversations and put enough, as much information as I have on the property out there to everyone. So the only questions they're calling me about is, you know, where do I mail? You know, how fast can I get a deed? I'm about to push the button kind of thing. Or I want it. Can I give you a down payment now? I'm wiring some money and I'll have the rest tomorrow morning kind of thing. Those are the questions I want. Not, you know, I'm really not sure because this part isn't in this posting. Can you tell me X?
Here's how you sell a piece of property on the real estate, regardless of where it's posted. You buy it right. And then you get everything together, all the pertinent information together regarding this property, including, if you do it perfectly, including a flyover video and multiple pictures of the property, hopefully even an infographic, and then all the statistics like zoning and all that. That's why we created LandPin, so that becomes your template. Because when you post a piece of property on LandPin, it it will not let you post it unless you come up with all this information, create a value for zoning and square footage and all of it. So that's your template. And that takes the majority of the effort and time, which, by the way, you can outsource once you do it a few times and explain it to somebody else at $4 or $5 an hour overseas. At that point, it doesn't make any sense to not use all that information and put it all over the internet. Land and Farm, LandWatch, Zillow, Trulio, all of them. You're asking this question because I believe you're asking this question to bait the potential buyer. If I only give them just a little bit of information, that skip along the top, and bait them so that they have to call me to get more information or get the price or any of that, then I can get them, capture their attention, and sell them.
Right.
And that will backfire on about your third or fourth property, because what you'll get is a lot of tire kickers instead of real people, which
That's
is really what Joe was
saying.
In a perfect world, you don't want to talk to them at all. You drive the traffic from Zillow to your website where your property is posted, and they click on it and get their credit card out of their wallet and buy it. They put a down payment on it.
Can you imagine if eBay, or not eBay, let's just say Amazon's whole thing was, if you want this product, call here.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it.
Exactly. It would be just like that. We would not be using Amazon.
It would never work.
We love Amazon because all the information's there, including reviews, and I look at those reviews. I know everything about it, how much it, you know, how fast it's going to be shipped to me, you know, everything, and that's the whole point. If they just said, you know, hey, it's a cool drill, call, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do that.
I'll give you some more information if you'd like.
Exactly. No one would buy it.
No, it would, and the world would stop.
Yep.
It's just too much stuff to do.
Exactly.
The whole point of this is to scale your business and jam as much property through the sales pipeline as possible with the least amount of work. And calling to talk about it. I'm filming Land Academy 2.0, and I say this in the section about bottlenecks. There's a section in there about... And the number one bottleneck for your land investment company, I don't care if you've developed skyscrapers, is talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. Nothing will slow you down more. In this day and age, I think it was different in the 50s or 60s because that's how stuff got done. But there's so much resources on the internet, and you have other things to do besides talk on the phone.
Right. I want to add one point, too, that they mentioned about the price, because it sounds like this the person who asked the question, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Steven,
sorry.
It's not me. Sometimes I write these questions, but I didn't write this one.
That's hilarious. Steven, whatever. Steven, Bob,
any
Fred.
Any Steve will do.
Anyway, sorry, Steven. So, I think one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, maybe not put a price in because I'm not sure if I want to do cash or terms. What I would recommend is doing both. I would put in a terms price, which is always higher, and we know that and we expect that. When I buy a car and I'm financing the car, or I'm buying a house and I'm financing the house, I always know at the very end with the interest and everything, it's more than I ever would have paid cash right now. So you're not doing anything wrong or sneaky or anything. We expect that. So put right in there, hey, this property can be yours, you know, for $1,000 down and, you know, $100 a month for 3 years, whatever you want it to be, or cash, $3,500, you know, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Put them both in there. And then again, that saves you so much time. And as me as a buyer, I come along, I find you, I've got all the information I want right there. And it just, gosh, it makes you look better too. I'm sorry if I'm dry. This is important. This is a good question.
It really is. It actually, this question comes up a lot. People really, because it takes some time.
Yeah.
And it takes some organization. Jill's right. We get this question all the time. Why isn't my property selling? And our immediate response is, where do you have it posted?
And what's in it?
Well, I have it on Craigslist. Do you have any pictures? No. I didn't get to do that. Well, that's why.
How's it priced? Well, I didn't put a price. I'm going to see what they offer me.
It's always.
Really?
Always.
Okay.
Some version of that. It's so grossly overpriced that everybody just kind of laughs when they look at it.
Right. Because you bought it wrong. But
hosting property on the internet is imperative to the success of this. And we don't talk about it that much because it's just a mechanical $3-$4 an hour overseas job. Once you do two or three of them and take a video of how you do it and show them how to do it, and they do it.
The last comment I had was about transparency, though. I mean, that just says a lot about you. I mean, have your name, have your email,
yes,
have your phone number,
yes,
have all the good information, and someone's going to... they're going to reach and go, this is legit. Don't put anything hokey up there and just vague. So it'll work out, Steve.
Have your completed sales somewhere. You need to have show
on your website
the properties that you have sold.
Or Lampin.
Nothing lends credibility like completed sales.
Yep. Thank you. I got that out now.
Today's topic, property data quality then and now. This is the meat of the show. So what do I mean by that? As you can imagine, the quality of data that's collected between 1970 and now is dramatically different. In any industry, and real estate's no different. But here's the thing. Since the beginning of time, since the beginning of organized American time, counties have been keeping an assessor database of people who own property because that's the only way they can send out in the mail tax bills. And so over time, you know, it used to be it was the property number, the APN, the assessor parcel number, and maybe the size of it, like 22 acres, and possibly a legal description, and then Sally and John Smith and their address.
That's amazing.
Well, it's dramatically evolved since then. And the reason that it's evolved is because the assessors all over the country, there's 3,144 counties. So for sake of argument, there's that many assessors, and they all have a different way of doing things. So they have progressively created more, let's say, for lack of, you know, they have created more columns in a spreadsheet to collect data on the properties within their jurisdiction to more accurately tax them. 5 acres in the center of town and 5 acres on way on the outskirts on the county edge are completely assessed differently. Nobody can argue that. The one in the middle of town is worth way more money. So,
is this like commercial and different zoning?
Yes, and zoning and all that stuff. So but here's the good news. You know, this day and age, we have the most accurate data, the most sophisticated data set at our fingertips to price offers than we have ever had, ever. So, data then and data now, they can't make it easier for us, for real estate investors, to send offers out accurately, price accurately, smoke out the people who truly want to sell the property fast and efficiently and perfectly. If I sat down in front of Santa Claus and said, boy, next year I would like to have this data set and I'd like to have it set up, I honestly couldn't think of something better.
Really?
Yep.
You think everything's covered?
From an assessor database standpoint, yes. Then when you couple it with the yesterday's show, which is Redfin data, Redfin and Realtor.com tell you where to send it. If you utilize the data correctly, they tell you where a property's turning the fastest. You know, those two markets, that center of town 5 acre properties, that zip code's churning faster just because there's more people buying and selling property. And the outskirts, not so much. But when you're really green, yellow, and red, which I think we're going to talk about tomorrow, that coupled with the assessor data, which allows you to send out a correct offer, mm-hmm. you really, really dramatically remove most of the risk in this.
Two of the things that you described then and now, what we didn't have years ago and we have now, which I think dramatically change the game for us all, are one, improvement percentage, because I need to know if there's something on there.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time. And that's something that wasn't probably available then, you know, and we have that now. And that also, and why do they need to know that? Because they're going to, of course, tax it differently. If it's just an empty vacant lot versus now it has a hotel on it, we're going to price it differently and tax you differently.
Dramatically differently.
So the improvement percentage. The other thing that I don't know how much this applies to assessors, but it sure does apply to us, which is the mortgage ratio and if it's paid off or not. That is huge. We don't want to deal with the bank.
You know, most people probably don't even know what's available.
Yeah. Then I'm trying to think of a best way that they can go look. They can see. Well, you know what? I know where they can look. If you really want to know what we're talking about and see the 300 columns that we have, I'll tell you a quick way to find it. Do you know?
Yeah, on O2O.
Yeah. So if you go to our website, because you can see...
One of our websites.
It's called Offers.
Jill and I own a bulk mail company that allows our members and people that are not in our community, albeit different rates, to send offers out to owners. It's called offers2owners.com. Yep.
So it's offers and then number two and then owners.com. So here's what I want you to do. Go there, go to the forms tab, and then you'll see in there, you'll actually see our mailers. If you want to see a sample land mailer or a sample SFR, single family residence mailer, so you're trying to hit someone and do the same thing that we're doing with homes, they're both of our templates are right there. So that's pretty cool.
It's a great idea.
But the second thing, what I really want you to see is go look at the data sources. Like, there's one in there, for an example, like imagine, I think it's Torrance is in there, Torrance, California. Mm-hmm.
There's a data set in there, and if you look at the top of the column, download it and look at the top of the columns, and you can see what's available.
Wow, look at all this data that they have at their fingertips. It's pretty darn cool.
You can see if there's any debt on the property, and if there is, what the mortgage amount is at the time that you're downloading it. You can see if the land assessed value versus the improvement assessed value, and if the improvement value is zero, that means it's vacant land. It's tremendous. It's amazing.
Yeah,
you can see what the former sale price.
Well, you can even
get
when
it was sold.
I mean, if you're doing houses...
It allows you to send out a perfectly priced mailer.
Right. If you're doing houses, just for example, and this is... Actually, we're not talking about land or houses right now, but you could put down 3-bedroom, 2-bath, no pool. Yeah. I want this type of a roof. I want it built after 1975 because I don't want to deal with the wiring before then.
No mortgage.
I mean, I want no mortgage. I think...
Less than 1,800.
You could even put, if it's... I want to say there's even a column in there. I have to go back and check this, but I think it's even, you could put whether it's a north, south, east, west facing home. It's like shocking. What is in there?
I'm not sure about that.
But it could talk about detail.
That wouldn't be a data. There probably is, actually.
I think it's in there. Not every county, obviously. But.
Then you can sort by, you know, we're licensed providers of this data. You could, they, RealQuest themselves, which is the data provider, they aggregate all 3,000 counties and put the, all. By the way, all assessors have a different format that they use. And so one of the things that RealQuest does to make it really easy is put it all in the same format. So whether you're sending it out in Elko County, Nevada, or in Boston, let's say, or anywhere, that's in the same format. So you don't have to relearn this every single time you do it.
It's huge.
And so, I mean, there's too much to talk to. It's beyond the scope of this. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah, to get back to right to the point, there's no comparison to then and now.
Isn't that amazing?
We're obviously data freaks.
What's going to change?
You know what? It's boring to listen to.
I think that something's coming. And it might be what you're doing. I think that the only missing piece is we have all the answers now. We pretty much have everything we could possibly want. I don't need to know more about the people or their demographics. Maybe that's going to be coming. Or
well, let's say one of the things that we struggle with is property on a main thoroughfare.
Right.
So a lot of the properties that we get back in the mail positively, they sign them and send them back. It's on a major highway, which we don't like. Some people love that.
Cool.
That's just not our thing. Some people love to take property like that and convert it to commercial. And so
traffic count.
Yeah.
Traffic count.
So, but
would be a good.
Here's the thing. Now it's instead of taking the data and surmising that through 6 or 7 other pieces of the data that are in the data set, it's you're up to the discretion of the actual assessor.
Right.
Somebody's going in there and saying, is this property on? Yes. Check.
Based on what criteria?
I don't need to tell you that at times, government employees may or may not be the highest quality, most qualified person.
They don't make mistakes.
So,
No.
You have to be careful with data that comes from somebody's opinion versus... So, we'll leave it at that. There's probably a GPS way to surmise that with some algorithm. But anyway, my point is, it doesn't get any better than it is right now. And if you learn this... You will eat well for the rest of your life. Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we cover zip code red, yellow, and green test for infill lots.
And answer your questions. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It's perfect to lead into tomorrow's show. Perfect. I'm excited to talk about tomorrow's show.
Let's do it.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes and YouTube. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.